This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW. The horses are spectacular. There are 8 of them, no bridles, no tack. They're beautiful white Arabians running free, circling a woman with flowing, curly blonde hair. In the background, green meadows. Suddenly, like a group of dancers, they fall into formation, the horses. They form perfect lines, then circles, then all begin trotting together. The woman at the center kneels, and the horses respond, nuzzling up to her. You feel as if you're watching something enchanted and oddly natural. Then you notice what you hadn't up till then. This woman is holding a thin lunge whip. Suddenly the fourth wall is broken. What seems so natural feels more like a trick. But what a glorious trick. This is Cavalia's Odissio, the big-top horse circus you've seen billboards for or passed on the way to IKEA in Burbank. Horse circus doesn't quite do it justice. Think Cirque du Soleil meets equestrian event. Artistic director Normand Latour was one of Cirque du Soleil's founders before founding Cavalia, hence the strong influence. The score, performed live, could be lifted directly from a Cirque show, and has that vaguely new age, ethnically inspired, heavy on the strings and percussion vibe. The setting feels surprisingly stage-like, despite its immense size. Under that big top, they fit what amounts to a gigantic end stage with a 2,000-seat house. The stage, or riding ring, is a massive sand circle with 2 gently undulating hills that abut a massive semicircular screen. Projected are a series of computer-generated nature scenes. A forest, the Grand Canyon, an ice cave, a starscape. This is a show whose currency is spectacle and scale, both in setting and performance. When it works, it's immersive and thrilling. The it of it is really the horses, 67 of them in all. There is no plot or story, no characters we follow. If you're an equestrian, you recognize a little dressage, some jumping, a lot of vaulting. If that means nothing to you, don't worry. You'll be wowed. Interspersed with the horses are acrobats and aerialists who are just as remarkable. At its most inspired, the show combines all 3, resulting in that, gosh, I don't know where to look, wonder. The tension in the 2.5-hour show, beyond the thrill of acrobatics on and off horses, is the tug between the natural and the artificial. Shakespeare's advice to hold a mirror up to nature sits oddly in a circus tent. The goal of the show, from the fake trees that greet you as you enter to the 80,000 gallons of water that flood the stage in Act 2, seems to be to have us commune with nature, with man and his horse. I'm not sure which is more shocking, how close it gets, or how jarring it is when that spell is broken. Because, after all, you're in the middle of Burbank, a stone's throw from an 8-lane freeway. Odissio plays just off the 5 in Burbank through March 24th. For info on the show and to join the conversation, check out kcrw.com/theater. This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW.